William Wordsworth, born in Cumbria in 1770, lived for a year in revolutionary France, where, caught up in the idealistic excitement of the times, he also fathered a child by his mistress Annette Vallon. Yet from quite early in his career as a writer, Wordsworth began to feel the pain of loss, loss of inspiration, loss of that first acuteness of joy in the presence of nature. And nature was, for him, the author of all beauty and goodness. In his Lines Composed a Few Miles Above Tintern Abbey, Wordsworth revisits that beautiful place. Compelled to acknowledge the loss of youthful ecstasy, there is something both moving and dignified in the way he expresses the abundant recompense he has discovered.
For I have learned to look on nature not as in the hour of thoughtless youth, but hearing oftentimes the still, sad music of humanity, nor harsh, nor grating, though of ample power to chasten and subdue. And I have felt a presence that disturbs me with the joy of elevated thoughts, a sense sublime of something far more deeply interfused, whose dwelling is the light of setting suns, and the round ocean, and the living air, and the blue sky, and in the mind of man, a motion and a spirit that impels all thinking things, all objects of all thought, and rolls through all things. Therefore am I still a lover of the meadows and the woods and mountains, and of all that we behold from this green earth, of all the mighty world of eye and ear, both what they half create and what perceive. Well pleased to recognize in nature and the language of the sense the anchor of my purest thoughts, the nurse, the guide, the guardian of my heart and soul of all my moral being.